We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now back to The Drive on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Welcome back. The Drive, KFH. That is On the Dark Side by John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band from a 1983 movie called Eddie and the Cruisers. Seen that movie, Jason?
Eddie and the Cruisers?
Yes.
No.
Me neither. Max is going to kick us out of the studio for not having seen Eddie and the Cruisers. Max, you've seen Eddie and the Cruisers. Okay. It's a good song. You know, I know the song. I just don't know the movie. Songs for movie soundtracks. Holiday Road from Fleetwood Mac and On the Dark Side from John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. Coming up, two legends in the next two songs. Looking forward to that. So here's what I want to do. Normally, this is when we would play the game.
Okay.
But I didn't want to play the game today. I want some audience participation. So 869-1240 is the phone number. We want you to get in on this. We're going to put Max to work. But I'm going to start with you while we give our callers a chance to figure out what they want to do. We're going to talk about, I got asked this question last week, and I struggled to answer it, so now I'm going to make you struggle to answer it. I was asked who my favorite athlete of all time was in each of the three major sports, because I wasn't considering hockey, because I'm not a hockey guy. And then, I'm just letting you know. And then who my least, although if I had to pick, it would be Mark Messier.
There you go.
And my least favorite would be probably Eric Lindros. So my... I want to ask you your least favorite and your favorite athletes in each of the four major sports, if you can, and why. You got to give me a reason. So that's the other thing, callers.
Got to give you a reason.
You got to give me. You can't just call in. Okay, 869-1240. We want to know your least favorite and your favorite athlete in every major sport. But you got to give a reason. You can't just go, my favorite athlete of all time is Michael Jordan, and my least favorite is Magic Johnson, and that's it. I got to have a reason. So give me a reason. All right?
Got to have a reason.
Let's start with the NHL. Let's start with hockey, because I'm curious.
Okay.
Who your favorite and least favorite are.
Well, one of my favorites was always Steve Yzerman from the Detroit Red Wings, because he was always underrated. He was there forever as a captain, quiet guy, very good, just never got any of the pop that he deserved. And you never heard anything from him, never said anything that he shouldn't say, and I like the way he played. So Steve Yzerman was always one of my favorite players.
Okay. Least favorite. See, that's a good reason. You gave me solid reasons. Now give me a least favorite.
One of my least favorites was Lanny McDonald.
Okay.
Because he played in Calgary.
Okay.
And I was an Edmonton fan as a young kid, and that was one of the biggest rivalries in hockey for years and still is.
Right.
So anybody in Calgary, I disliked. But for some reason, it was always Lanny McDonald. Didn't like. I think it was his mustache.
Ah, okay.
Maybe that was it. Scared me as a kid. I was thinking of a clown.
He had kind of a villain look to
him. Well, he's just a big redheaded guy with a great, huge mustache. And I think it reminded me of a clown. I'm not a fan of clowns.
Like a bozo situation, so, right? Okay, all right.
And he played in Calgary, and he always hated everybody in Calgary.
All right.
So
there you go.
I would say those would be my two.
All right. NFL. You got a pro football favorite and least favorite for me.
I don't know if I got a favorite player in the NFL.
Well, it doesn't have to be now. You know, it's
no,
just like
I know.
Okay.
I know. It could have been anybody at any time. I'd probably say Barry Sanders.
That's exactly who I was going to say.
Because
yeah,
he was just fun to watch, man.
Yep.
You had no idea. The guy's looks like he's caught in the backfield 5 yards deep with 8 guys around him, and he breaks it for 70 and a touch.
Yep.
You know, he was just fun to watch. You had no idea when he had got the ball what could happen.
Yep.
1 yard loss, 1 yard gain, 70-yard touchdown. No clue.
Barry Sanders probably had the fewest amount of 7 yard gains of any running back I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to get seven.
He
was going to get 25 or 50 or 75 or minus four.
Yeah.
But he wasn't going to get seven.
So I liked him. I didn't mind Marshall Faulk either.
Yeah. He's a fun player to watch.
Because obviously, growing up, when I was watching those guys, the running backs were the key. I mean, they were the focus of your football team at that time. So it's totally different now.
Yeah. Well, Faulk was one of the first guys to really catch a lot of passes, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So I always enjoyed him as well.
Least favorite?
Well, that's easy. Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
That's a slam dunk. I mean, what more do you want me to say? I've already said it on the show all day. I said it yesterday.
Now, here's my question to you about Tony Romo, though. Do you hate him as an analyst?
I like
him as an analyst.
I like him as an analyst.
But you just can't stand
him. The fact that when they're going to snap the ball and he's like, they're going to the tight end. So you can watch the tight end and that's where it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy that.
Yeah.
He is very good.
He is very good.
As an analyst.
Okay.
As a player, overrated.
Yeah, I just...
overrated. Like, these people are putting him in like the top three and top five. What?
Right.
What? Because he threw for a bunch of yards?
Yeah, I'm with you.
What do you have, 2 seasons over 500? 1 playoff win, which they shouldn't against Detroit because of a terrible pass interference call?
He went
just
to...
That's where I'm at.
I hear you. He went to the postseason with the Cowboys 4 times. And I understand that you're looking at the postseason record. I hear you. He was 2-4 in the postseason. They won 2 playoff games and, of course, never made it past the first round. 4-time Pro Bowler, but you're saying overrated, least favorite of all time, Tony Romo. Do you have anybody other than Tony? Because that's a gimme. You have anybody else you hate?
No.
No other Cowboys. You didn't hate Aikman or Emmitt Smith or Michael Irvin.
No, I had no problem with them. Okay. I actually kind of didn't mind those guys at all.
Okay, but your Cowboys hatred and your
it started with Romo. It started with Romo.
Okay,
it didn't start back when they had the big three there with Aikman, Irvin, and Emmitt.
Right,
it didn't.
You know what I didn't mind watching them. You know what I'm
but
hearing?
Also that's when I was coming into NFL football.
Okay,
because we didn't watch a lot of NFL football back home.
Sure.
So until I was 21 and down here, then I started watching it because that's what was on, and I didn't mind them. But when the Tony Romo era hit, I just couldn't stand it. I could not stand hearing about the Dallas Cowboys.
See, that's what
and
I'm
then
hearing.
When I was working at Cake and doing the on-air stuff, and we had to talk about Dallas, and it was just it eat me up, man.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not the Cowboys that bother you. It's their fans that bother you. That's what turns you off. That's what it sounds like.
No, it wasn't the fans.
Okay,
it was more the media and. It's all about the Cowboys.
You
ever hear about was the Cowboys.
They got more coverage.
Why are we talking about these guys? Why are we putting these guys on a pedestal? Why are we considering these guys this good?
I hear you.
And it just got to me after a while, and so I'm done with it.
If you want to share in our love and hate fest here, 869-1240 is the phone number. We're asking for your favorite and least favorite athletes of all time. You could do as many sports as you want. We've heard so far that Jason's are Steve Yzerman, Lanny McDonald, and then favorite Barry Sanders, least favorite Tony Romo. How about the NBA? You got a favorite and a least favorite?
I always liked Michael Jordan.
Sure, I don't really need to ask you why.
And I still don't have anybody as far as I'm concerned that I would put ahead of him. If he was on, I used to watch as a kid. And that's the only games I would watch.
Sure,
that was it. If Michael was playing, I'd watch.
Yeah.
And plain and simple. Now, I don't have anybody. Yeah, and I'm not a big NBA fan.
I'm not drawn in by anybody. Yeah. Now, what about dislike?
Well,
is there somebody back in the day?
No, there's two kind of now that I dislike.
Well, let me take a guess. We've talked about one, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, no question. He's
okay.
Definitely
now,
one.
Now, I'm curious about who the other one is.
Okay.
Draymond Green.
I don't mind Draymond.
Okay.
Well, he's one of those guys that you have on your team that...
You love him.
He does what he needs to do. And he might say things that bother you, but they need to be said. Yeah. And I don't have a problem with that.
He's kind of like...
That stuff doesn't bug me.
He's kind of like the basketball equivalent of a hockey enforcer, isn't he?
Yeah, kind of. That's a good way to put it.
Kind of taking the hits for Curry and Thompson and sort of putting the attention on himself. I mean, he does what he has to do.
Yeah.
I agree with you. All right, we'll come back. I want to hear your second one that we don't like. But Jive Talk's getting ready to start, and we need you to hit the phone lines at 869-1240 and tell us your favorite and least favorite athletes. We're going to come right back on a Thursday edition of The Drive with Jamin and Jason Duda.